Today, around the country, there will be parties and parades to commemorate the official end of slavery. June 19, 1865, or Juneteenth, marked that historic milestone. Barry McNeely is an educator with the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. He tells WBHM's Janae Pierre that even though President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, it didn't free all slaves.
When Abraham Lincoln issues this Emancipation Proclamation, he frees the slaves who are in states that are in rebellion to the Union. So the Union really has no way of enforcing this proclamation, but he doesn't free the slaves who are in states that are within the Union, called border states, that still have slavery. So although the Emancipation Proclamation had been taken into effect, it didn't have a great deal of effect to the masses of African Americans.
What does this acknowledgement of Juneteenth mean for Southern states like Alabama?
Well, early on, Juneteenth didn't mean a great deal to a state like Alabama because Juneteenth was something that happened Texas to the west. But it does have relevance to a place like Alabama because of the history of Alabama being the birthplace of the Confederacy. And looking at Juneteenth, it reminds us of the pernicious history that our state had in being the central place that the Confederates gathered early on. And so it takes us to the, where I would call it, the full circle point. So when we get to Alabama and we celebrate Juneteenth, it reminds us that Jefferson Davis stood on the steps of our Capitol and was sworn in as the president of the Confederacy.
So obviously Juneteenth means a lot to Black Americans, but why should Juneteenth be important to all Americans?
It should be important to all Americans because when we look at our United States Constitution, it starts off with the preamble, and the preamble is basically our thesis statement, what this document is going to be about, what this country is going to flow to. And those first words contain the phrase, in order to form a more perfect union. They knew when they wrote it that the union wasn't perfect. They knew that this was going to be a work in progress. And as Americans, we should all take pride in the fact that hundreds of thousands laid down their lives so that millions of people could walk free. And those hundreds of thousands of people who laid down their lives were of all shades, colors, and religious backgrounds.
But you know, Juneteenth pretty much goes over the heads of a lot of people. Why is that?
Well, it's because, in part, every year we celebrate the 4th of July. And people might look at it as, you know, well, the 4th of July is Independence Day, and that's the day that we celebrate being free as a nation. However, in 1776, African Americans were enslaved in this country. And even though fighting in the Revolutionary War promised some of them potential freedom, when the Revolutionary War ended, those potential promises of freedom kind of vanished away like the morning mist, and we deepened the system of slavery in this country, especially once we get to the creation of the cotton gin. And once the cotton gin is created, all bets are off. You birth King Cotton, and the idea of walking away from slavery is just about over. So this is why it's kind of counterintuitive for some people to talk about Juneteenth, because in their way of looking at things, you already celebrate independence, but you're not celebrating all independence.